Good evening and thank you for joining us. The FDA tonight has given the okay for kids ages 5 to 11 to receive Pfizer COVID shots. The first injections likely just days away. With 28 million children eligible, today's emergency use authorization is a potential game changer in the fight against the pandemic, especially in the nation's beleaguered schools, and could narrow the vaccination gap that tonight leaves fewer than 58% of Americans fully vaccinated. All of this follows the recommendation of a safety panel, which determined the child size dose to be safe and effective.
That was NBC Nightly News own Lester Holt, lying pond scum, as far as I can tell. And he and many, many powerful people of Jewish descent very badly want our children to be jabbed with their experimental concoction. Let's shine the light of truth on cockroaches. Just a quick note here. Number one, I'm not anti-Semitic. And number two, I'm about to name a lot of Jews. And it all relates to the experimental vax in the October 29th edition of NBC's Nightly News with Lester Holt. Now, as a thinking person, I do think it's interesting that Joe Biden has stacked his administration with Jewish people like Merrick Garland, the AG, Anthony Blinken, Secretary of State, Wendy Sherman and Victoria Nuland, David Cohen, the Deputy Director of the CIA, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, Rachel Levin, the Secretary of Health, the vax COVID czars, Jeffrey Zients and Andy Slavitt, and David Kessler, the co-chair of Operation Warp Speed. And then there's Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, who also happens to be Jewish, and Dr. Scott Gottlieb, a Jew, who is a former FDA commissioner who now sits on Pfizer's board of directors. And let me also say, it's not lost on me that the state of Israel, which is home to many, many Jews, is also one of the most vaccinated nations on planet Earth. So I'm not saying all Jews are bad. What I am saying is that there are an awful lot of Jewish people who are pushing this experimental toxic vaccination on the rest of the world. And on the October 29th edition of NBC's Nightly News with Lester Holt, which led that propagandist broadcast by celebrating the FDA's authorization of the experimental vax for kids under emergency use, noting the recommendation of a safety panel, which determined the child-sized dose to be both, quote, safe and effective. Well, then Mockingbird Tom Costello broke in explaining that hospitals and clinics must now prepare for another wave of vaccinations, 500 per day. Listen carefully and note the name of the woman who Tom chose to interview out of potentially thousands of people he could have spoken to.
This afternoon's FDA news means hospitals and clinics have just days to prepare for another wave of vaccinations. At Inova Hospital in Fairfax, Virginia, they're prepping to vaccinate 500 young children each day, even bringing in therapy dogs and Star Wars characters.
How do you make this clinical setting less stressful for kids?
Lots of things. We give kids stress balls, things to hang on to, distraction, bring in costumed characters. We use the word poke instead of shot. We let kids sit on mom's lap. We let them watch a video for distraction.
Jamie Gentile. Remove one L and you have Gentile. Inova Fairfax Hospital Child Life Services Director. What an oxymoron as they push the deadly experimental vaccine on kids ages 5 to 11 and interview somebody named Jamie Gentile, the Child Life Services Director. Maybe it's just a coincidence that NBC News found Jamie Gentile to interview for this segment, or maybe it's just another sick joke. I'll let you decide. Oh, and by the way, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, a Jew. But what really jumped out at me amidst my overall outrage that this experimental toxic concoction is said to be, by Pfizer's own best guess, only 91% effective in preventing severe infection, is that only 146 deaths have been attributed to COVID out of 28 million children, according to NBC News' own report. Do the math. 146 deaths out of 28 million children is statistically near zero. And here's the horrifying truth about COVID-vaccinated people from Brother Nathaniel.
The vaccinated, according to a suppressed UK health security report, will lose 100% of their immune capability. That loss of immune capability is not only for COVID, but for all of its variants and for a host of cancers as well.
And I'll leave you, dear viewer, with this dire warning from a healthcare worker who is now urging fully vaccinated people to reach out to their doctors and request that a complete blood count test and platelet test be done ASAP. Here's why.
How's it going, everybody? I work in healthcare, and I want to bring something to your guys' attention. If you have received the shot, I want to suggest going to your physician and having a complete blood count test done and a platelet test done and any other blood panelling that doctor can order for you. All the patients that we have admitted right now have received the jab and their labs are very bad. All of them. We have one or two patients and don't get very many with C19. A majority of them are fully jabbed. Our ICU is fully jabbed, not with C19, with other issues that they never had before. Go to your doctor, get these lab tests done if you don't believe me. Good luck. Stay safe.
So there you have it, friends, a revolving door at the FDA and Pfizer, and a mockingbird mainstream news source who is largely funded on a nightly basis by big pharma corporations like Pfizer. But don't worry, the benefits, they say, far outweigh the risks.
And they really believe the benefits far outweigh the minuscule risks associated with the vaccine, Lester.
All right, Tom Costello, thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in, friends. And I'll remind you, for real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media horror lies, 24/7, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. God bless. Bye-bye.
They didn't open the door and buy the office chairs at Moderna without DARPA money. And BioNTech, who's the real provider of the mRNA to Pfizer, is IARPA and DARPA from day one. So we're living a DARPA world here.